Hello, everyone. This is Kate Tenenbaum with another edition of Midwest Living. And time allows, also take a sneak peek at the next issue of Southern Living. In our last episode, we were taking a look at 5 days, five cities, an epic road trip through Ohio's vibrant cities. We were able to take a peek at Cincinnati, and now we'll continue with the remaining four. Dayton, head in the clouds. Uncle or didn't even finish high school, Amanda says, explaining that neither brother went to college before running a print shop, then a bike shop, then changing history. In the back of the museum, we found the 1905 Wright Flyer III. This one that didn't fail is now a National Historic Landmark. Next door to the Wright Brothers Museum, we encountered innovation of a different flavor. At Carillon Brewing, brewers stick to 1850s recipes and methods, stoking fires and working pulleys besides diners and drinkers. After lunch, more aviation history. At Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, the massive National Museum of the U.S. Air Force collection spans a 1909 Wright military flyer, retired presidential planes, and lunar landers. The Free Museum has nearly every type of major aircraft ever used by the Air Force and Army. Some hang from the ceiling, others you can walk through, including the plane that carried John F. Kennedy's body to Washington, D.C., and the first Air Force One. Every time you crank a pop can, you're holding a piece of Dayton, but the soda can pull tab is just a B-lister in the annuals of Dayton inventions. We had barely rolled into town when we encountered the city's looming heroes in Carillon Historical Park, Orville and Wilbur Wright, as our honorary tour guide, Orville's great-grandniece Amanda Wright Lang, shared their story. One failed flying machine at a time, inside John W. Barry Sr. Wright Brothers National Museum. How Dayton changed the world? The step ladder in 1862. The cash register, 1879. The airplane, 1903. The electric starter for car engines, 1912. Ripcord parachute, 1918, and pop can pull tab, 1965. Night out, the Pine Club. No credit cards, no reservations, no real changes since 1947. Even a former owner still hangs here, his ashes stashed in a beer stein above the bar in this steakhouse. Owner Dave Holm says consistency and principles are his secret, and tells how that once meant asking Barbara and George Bush to wait at the bar for a table on a busy night. More to explore? Eat, sip, play. At Lock 15 Brewing, Chef John Taylor cooks up fish and chips, steak, salads, and the decadent devil strip dog. Nearby, Akron coffee roasters serve pour-over, and Thirsty Dog Brewing gives new life to an 1800s brewing building. Starting June 27th, Akron Art Museum launches its Downtown at Dusk Free Outside Concert Series. Sorry for the introduction not provided. This is Akron, Ohio, which is not for us alone. Can't miss view. You could spend hours at Stan Hewitt touring the 65-room Tudor Revival Home. But those who wander the 70-acre grounds can find a sunken secret garden and a tea house built on a quarry lagoon where F.A. Silberling saw a vista that inspired his estate. Between bites of tuna poke and bison burger, we steal glances of the old canal beyond the patio at Lock 15 Brewery. A southern neighbor to Cleveland, Akron was the final and highest stop on the Ohio and Erie Canal, a distinction that gave this city its name, Greek for high place. When roads overtook waterways, Akron was ready. Goodyear co-founder F.A. Silberling brought big rubber money to town in the 1900s, and with it, art and culture. The tire tycoon was never one to keep things to himself, though. At his estate, Stan Hewitt Hall and Gardens, a crest reads, Non nobis solum, not for us alone. We'll drink a local brew to that. Columbus. The future is now. In Columbus, we swapped our road rally fleet for Maria. In Jetsons-like fashion, she gave us a ride to the future. Maria, along with Major, Miko, and a few other self-driving vehicles, began rolling along the smart Columbus shuttle route in December. They really do have their personalities, says fleet attendant John Hargrove, who sat in Maria's driverless seat to help when needed. Four-way stops, for example, still pose too many variables for human drivers on the road. Maria zipped us along the 1.5-mile downtown loop to four stops. Bicentennial Park, COSI Science Museum, the National Veterans Memorial and Museum, and Smart Columbus Experience Center, where you can test drive electric vehicles for free. Plans are already in place for a second route, thanks to a $40 million Department of Transportation Smart Cities Challenge grant to win it. Columbus beat out 77 other cities in 2016. The timing couldn't be better. The metro population of America's first smart city tops 2 million, and trends predict the area will add 1 million more residents by 2050. Columbus proper recently surpassed Indianapolis as the largest Midwest city outside Chicago. With all that growth, new visitor attractions are spouting up all over Ohio's capital. The Scott's Miracle-Gro Foundation Children's Garden opened last summer at Franklin Park Conservatory and Botanical Gardens. Think that's just a planter of pansies? Spin it and take a peek through the looking glass to watch it become a living kaleidoscope. Herb gardens, play structures, and a Hocking Hills-inspired splash area, waterfall and all, cover the two-acre garden. Visitors this summer can spot many of Dale Chili's signature glass creations suspended above plants in the conservatory. Chile, celebrating nature, runs through March. Late astronaut and Ohio Senator John Glenn helped spearhead the National Veterans Memorial and Museum, an $82 million facility that opened last fall. Exhibits include video interviews and soldiers' letters, plus interactive elements like hoisting a 75-pound pack. We go from the me and the I to the we, says Lieutenant General Michael Ferreter, U.S. Army retired. As president and CEO, he explains how the museum connects personal lives to the larger sweep of American history. Like any town, Columbus is a mashup of independent businesses, personalities, and ethnicities. But locals we met here kept talking up the big picture in this city. They call it the Columbus Way. We call it innovative, artistic, delicious, and smart. Tour of Short North Arts District. Sharon Weiss opened her gallery a quarter century ago in Short North before parking meters were here, she says. Forget finding a spot easily now. Short North has morphed into a 20-block mosaic of fashion boutiques, restaurants, bars, murals, and new faces. This summer, $500 million of investment will add more storefronts and lofts. And trailblazers keep evolving, too. To create space for art studios, Sharon Weiss Gallery has just expanded into a building next door. Come the first Saturday of the month for Gallery Hop, and don't miss the hottest rooftop in Columbus, Cameron Mitchell's New Lincoln Social. Group drinks come in crystal urns, and one clever cocktail, Don's Don't Kill My Vibe, features a mouth-tingling edible flower called a buzz button. The insta-perfect backdrop alone is worth the wait at the bottom of the elevator. Taste the town. Good eats. What's the easiest way to navigate a booming food scene? Let someone else do the driving. For about $60, Columbus Food Adventurers shuttles hungry explorers on a progressive meal at several restaurants. Themes include taco trucks, desserts, or an alt-eats tour of the cuisines of Somalia, El Salvador, or Vietnam. Prefer to linger at one spot? We found a great one. Middle West Spirits Service Bar offers distillery tours and tastings, plus flavor-packed meals from Chef Avishar Barua. Can't miss view. Every night, colored lights illuminate Columbus's first skyscraper. The downtown building was renovated in 2017 and reopened as the celestial-themed Hotel L'Evêque. But the dreamiest view is after lights out. Lie down to see the Milky Way, constellations, and shooting stars projected over your bed from a high-tech star globe. Cleveland. The best shows end with a mic drop, and the best road trips do, too. On the shore of Lake Erie, 250 miles from where we began, Cleveland delivered a grand finale of mega stops. The Gods of Rock, stunning architecture, Renaissance masters, hilarious photo ops. Befitting the home of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, here's our Fab Five, because we couldn't limit it to just four. Anyone else ready for an encore? Number one, Playhouse Square. A blur of flashing lights and marquees on Euclid Avenue creates a mini Broadway in Cleveland. It's one of the country's largest performing arts centers. 10 theaters and the two blocks they cover host 1,000-plus events per year, including outdoor summer movies and touring shows. Just look for the world's largest outdoor chandelier lighting up the street. 2. A Christmas Story House and Museum. No triple dog dare needed. When you see the bar of soap beside Ralphie's bathroom sink, you might just stick it in your mouth. The filming location from the 1983 You'll Shoot Your Eye Out Christmas classic holds all the goods that sparked decades of relentless quoting and holiday shtick. A Red Ryder BB gun, a copy of Ralphie's C-plus paper from Miss Shields, and not one, but several leg lamps, just in case they're fragile. You can even rent a bunny suit onesie for an irresistible photo op in the house. 3. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yes, we drooled over Jimi Hendrix's 1970 Fender Stratocaster, but treasure like Jimmy's childhood drawings truly pry into the psyche and roots of America's music heroes. Some legends, like 2018 Hall of Fame inductee Sister Rosetta Tharpe, are finally getting their due for planting the seeds of rock and roll and electric gospel. Many exhibits and hands and headphones on this summer play pinball on more than a dozen rock-inspired arcade machines and part of the machine, rock, and pinball. Starting July 1st, visitors can jam on guitars, drums, and other instruments in the garage. Take a lesson or record your session and create custom band merch in the new space. 4. West Side Market. Frank's Bratwurst has been filling hard rolls with kraut, spicy mustard, and plump sausages for 48 years. We ate hours on the go while eyeing massive apple fritters, sampling cheeses, and basking in the 107-year-old indoor market's cross-cultural history. Outside, vendors sell fruits, veggies, and farm-fresh staples year-round. And 5. the Cleveland Museum of Art. We hadn't even seen a work of art yet, and the CMA's vast marble and wood-walled atrium stopped us in our tracks. Light pours through a glass ceiling to illuminate sculptures and plants. Leaving our jaws on the floor, we broke up to explore the free two-story labyrinth of surrounding corridors and galleries. The collection spans 6,000 years of art. Look for Andy Warhol's Marilyn times 100 and a 5,000-year-old statuette believed to be from Western Anatolia. Summer getaways, warm sunshine, and long days are all in the inspiration you need to plan a summer getaway. Whether you're craving an outdoor adventure or relaxing day at the beach, we have the perfect summer destination for you. Browse the state-of-the-art listings for summer travel ideas across the Midwest and plan your trip today. Illinois, Springfield, take a road trip back in time. Like no other destination, Springfield offers the best of Abraham Lincoln, the nostalgia of Route 66, and the iconic architecture of the Frank Lloyd Wright Dana Thomas House. Along with world-class attractions, Springfield offers charming shops, microbreweries and wineries, numerous summer festivals, and a legendary food scene. Experience historical reenactments with History Comes Alive taking place June through early August, including moving performances from Abraham Lincoln and a cast of other historical figures. Visit SpringfieldIllinois.com. Southern Illinois, Williamson County. Williamson County is the destination for summer getaways. Explore the National Wildlife Refuge, sip local wine, and end the day watching minors baseball. Lodging options range from nationally recognized hotels to quaint lakeside cabins. Make this your summer weekend destination. Visit si.com. Iowa. Okoboji. Okoboji is Iowa's number one vacation destination because of the beautiful glacial-formed lakes. Trails connecting beaches, world-class museums, unique shops, and local lakefront dining. Contact us for a free copy of the Vacation Okoboji Visitor's Guide to learn more. VacationOKOBOJI.com. Riverboat Twilight, from late May through October. The Riverboat Twilight offers a variety of cruises to fit anyone's vacation schedule. With three tapered decks and ample indoor and outdoor seating, the Twilight offers the very best vantage point to witness the magnificence of the Mississippi River. 1.5-hour, 1-day, and 2-day overnight cruises to choose from. RiverboatTwilight.com. Michigan, Cadillac. Trails, rivers, and lakes by day, campfires, picnic chat, and starlit skies by night. That's Cadillac, offering over 500,000 acres of national forest, 200 miles of trails, two major rivers, and three lakes. Cadillac is located in northwest Michigan. CadillacMichigan.com. Coldwater Country. Set along southern Michigan's U.S. 12 Heritage Trail, Coldwater Country is a haven for relaxation on 100-plus freshwater lakes. Ride the rails of the Little River Railroad or explore countless antique shops or the magic capital of the world, a performance of the Tibbetts Opera House, or a double feature at the Capri Drive-In. ColdwaterCountry.com. Frankenmuth. Visit Frankenmuth, Michigan's Little Bavaria. Come see for yourself why millions visit each year. From downtown shopping to lively festivals to world-famous chicken dinners and the world's largest Christmas store, there's something for everyone. Free visitor guide and coupon book on our website, frankenmuth.org. That's FRANKENMUTH.org. And next, we take a look at Greater Lansing. Plan a weekend getaway to the heart of Michigan, where you can find diverse dining, unique shopping, and world-class museums. A trip to Lansing can be centered around great locally sourced menus and the Makers and Shakers Trail, a distinctive artisan beer, wine, and spirits trail. Families can mix fun and education in the five attractions within the walkable downtown. The Michigan State Capitol, Impression 5 Science Center, Michigan History Museum, R.E. Olds Transportation Museum, and the Lansing River Trail. Add minor league baseball and professional soccer, and the capital of Michigan will delight you with its big city amenities and small-town charm. It's so easy to hashtag love Lansing like a local. Book your weekend getaway today. Lansing.org. Missouri, Cape Girardeau. Nestled on the banks of the Mississippi River, Cape has all you could want for a weekend or longer. From great shopping and fun outdoor activities to fantastic dining and local microbreweries, Cape is a destination worth discovering. Explore now. Visit cape.com. Fulton, Callaway County. Since Harry Truman brought Winston Churchill in 1946, we've hosted world leaders, relocated a 17th century church from London, and rebuilt sections of the Berlin Wall. Find your red carpet welcome at our museums, festivals, art venues, and worth the drive shops and restaurants. Visit Fulton.com. And St. Joseph, a city of uncommon character. You can easily spend a couple of days exploring St. Joseph. From the places and the people to the feeding and the attitude, we offer a variety definitely worth the visit. For attractions, festivals, and events, visit our website, stjoemo.com. And some events that are still in play would be, unfortunately, all of them have expired, so we won't be going into them, but tune in next time and we'll see what we have available in the fall. Next, we take a look at Southern Living, home and garden, beautiful spaces inside and out, cozy on the coast. White doesn't have to mean boring in this comfortable watercolor Florida home. Punctuation marks, the iron drapery rods and chandelier hung in alignment draw eyes up. Going down the Pinterest rabbit hole often leads to the best discoveries. Nikki Coquette would agree. That's how she stumbled upon interior designers Allison Smith and Ann Scott Shelley of Madison Studios. Coquette reached about a rug they had pinned, only to find that they were based in the 30A area, where she and her husband, Britton, had just bought a spec house and in need of a softer look for themselves and their four children. That rug inquiry led to a design partnership. Coquette turned to the decorators with a specific request. Bring the outside in. My favorite colors are blue-green tones and the shades of old wicker and worn rugs. Mostly hues you'd see outdoors here, she says. Although the neighborhood's tree-lined streets and the panhandle's beaches provide a lot of inspiration, Coquette didn't want her year-round family home decked out like a Gulf Coast rental. The designers layered celadon hues with airy neutrals that stay cool even on Florida's 100-degree days. For a house near the sand, you need easy materials that won't feel too stuffy. We stuck to natural fibers like linens and cottons, no velvets or wools, says Smith. See how these designers turn a stark spec house into a cozy home that feels good all year long. The front exterior, color it coastal. The Coquettes visited their neighborhood, watercolor, for several years before settling here. It's hard not to fall in love with this community's laid-back pace and sherbet-colored cottages. The home's mint exterior Sherwin-Williams Bonsai Tent, SW6436, fits in on the block. Living room. Prepare for spills. Investing in your interiors with young kids can be risky, but Coquette wanted no areas to be off-limits. Form. Meet function. Washable linen slipcovers topped the Lee Industries chaises and sofas, and the armchairs were stain-treated. Now, I don't have to be a helicopter mom and worry about messes, she says. Back porch. Live outside. The rear porch is basically another living room. Outdoor furniture can either be massive or tiny, says Smith. Finding the right scale was where we started. The comfortable teak restoration hardware furniture makes inside-out living feel seamless, especially when all the French doors are open. Starting point, the tones in the living room came from the unique family tree created by artist Rebecca Reboche. Louvered doors outside, besides that painting, hide the laundry room. Kitchen. Bring in the shiplap. Backsplashes aren't a requirement. Extending the wall paneling, painted Sherwin-Williams Creamy, SW7012, from the counters to the ceiling and over the range hood, gave the kitchen a roomier look. Cabinet front appliances, painted gray-green, relax the space even more. A mix of metals, like the brass faucet and the white bronze hardware, adds color. Boys' bedroom. Think long-term. Our goal was to create a space Coquette's son would love now and also in 5 years, says Shelley. The designers chose deep-sea blues instead of pastels to play up a nautical theme. The light fixture reminds us of an octopus, and the pattern of the draperies almost resembles seaweed. Grass cloth warms up the walls, says Smith. Layering neutrals with rich blues keeps the room from straying too childish. Boys' bath. Fish for ideas. The inspiration for the bedroom's aquatic theme actually started with the Bass Fish Print Osborne and Little wallpaper. The designers pulled colors from the pattern, burnt orange, deep blue, and soft browns, into the space with pieces like the Oriental rug bath mat. Girls' bedroom. Double up. Anything other than a single bed would have taken up too much floor space in this long, narrow room, shared by two of Coquette's daughters. The designers got creative, drawing up one 13-foot-long upholstered headboard for the two twin beds, each with a trundle underneath. Sitting room. Create a quiet corner. The master bedroom, soothing's palette, spills into the sitting area. It's like a multi-purpose room that's still my private space, says Coquette. The designers found the vintage rattan chair on Etsy for a song. Pro tip, before ordering furniture online, use painter's tape to make an outline of the piece's measurements to visualize how it'll fit in the room. Loft. Designate a play space. A secluded kids' hangout on the third floor is an ideal spot for games and movie watching, with ample storage for toys and art supplies. Not shown, but off the main area are a bunk room and a full bath that can be used as a private guest suite for hosting company. Master bedroom. Make an escape. The canopy bed was another specific idea Coquette brought to the decorator's process. The designers chose a four-poster Tritter Fiefer bed, added an upholstered headboard, and draped a white eyelet fabric overhead to create the dreamy look. It reminds me of a jewel box, says Coquette, who loves for her kids to pile in on lazy mornings. Airy pinks, greens, and grays round out the look. Tip-top shape. This hardy topiary can handle the temperamental transition from summer to fall in the South. It's always a classic. The topiary proper form hails from iconic gardens, and it provides order among rambling plantings. But an evergreen topiary like this, ball-form spruce, is also a hard worker going strong through fall and winter. Pair it with orange marmalade firecracker flour, and it will feel at home on the porch during the changing seasons. That wraps up this section of Midwest Living and Southern Living. I'm Kay Tenenbaum. Talk to you next week.